and is carrying on as Mike would have wanted, every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Allison Norman. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour here on KSRO, heard every Sunday morning, 1350 AM, 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and always streaming live and podcast on KSRO.com. So good morning. Hey, Joe, I was at Phyllis Burgers having a turkey burger last night, and the Warriors game was on, and we got really caught up into it. Did you watch?
I'm here.
I listen.
Oh my gosh. To every game.
It went into overtime. There was three people in this restaurant. We closed the place down, but we're all cheering. And anyway,
it didn't work out, did it?
No, it did not work out, but man, it was a really close game. I don't know. If you are as well. I have Benjamin Wickham here, Sonoma County. Tell us your
Sonoma County Community Development Commission. I'm the director of affordable housing.
Perfect, thank you. And so we're gonna be talking today about affordable housing, but specifically the Roseland Village development that you're working on, which is a long time project. So we're going to come in probably after the break and get really deep into that, but wanted to go ahead and introduce you, and thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Pleasure to be here. And yeah. I want to give a shout out to the Blazers, who won in 4 overtimes against the Nuggets.
So there you go.
Keep the Blazers in mind.
I had that in my mind last night. I was thinking, actually, I saw the end of that game, and I was saying, wow, if the Warriors were in that game, I would be working really late. And then when they got into the first overtime, I said, oh no, here we go again. But unfortunately, it didn't work out. The Warriors seem to only win when they have to.
Yeah.
Anytime they want to make things easy on themselves, they, last night happened. So now they're only ahead 2-1, still in good shape. And for people who want to know, Game 4 tomorrow night, pregame show right after the drive at 6 p.m.
All right, right here on KSRO, you can listen in. So yeah, they seem to give up a lot of fouls and they missed a lot of shots.
Especially Curry with his dunk. I did see that in the highlights last night.
Anyway,
he didn't have one of his better games.
Oh wow! We'll wish him luck next time, and to the Blazers as well.
That could be the next round. What's that? 2-1 now.
2-1, and we're playing again at home, tomorrow night or tonight. Yeah.
I think it's today.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we're in good shape.
Wow, good, good. Okay, so enough of sports. Thanks, yeah. Thanks, Joe. We always see Joe, our sports guy. We like to get him talking about sports. So just real quick, first, happy Cinco de Mayo to everyone. Joe, we should have had some Cinco de Mayo music. we had the Easter Bunny music. You didn't pull
up any Cinco de Mayo music.
I
didn't think about that.
Oh, I know. That's okay. So it is Cinco de Mayo today, and we're going to be talking closer towards the end of the show, I think at 9:45, Sylvia Lemus is calling in. I hope I said that right. Is it Lemus? Co-director of the Roseland Cinco de Mayo Festival, which is a huge event right down in Roseland, and which we're also going to be talking about the development and everything that's going on in Roseland. But Sylvia is going to call in, tell us all about the festival today and how to get there. Did you just cut me off? It went blank for a second. How to get there, that you can't drive in. There's shuttles and all kinds of stuff. So she'll be telling us all about that. And then a quick update on real estate and rates and all of that. The interest rates are, you know, holding steady around 4%, some a little under. Still a great time to get a loan and buy a house. And again, you know, if you had looked last year at interest rates and they were up in the, you know, 5.25%, and you just, you know, you couldn't qualify for what you wanted. I'm just, you know, like as usual, I'm encouraging you to go meet with your lender again and say, okay, now that the rates are down, you keep cutting me off, Joe. Is it my?
Or you're cutting yourself off.
I'm not doing anything.
you've got the.
I found out what happened. I'm sorry. We're okay. It's all good. I apologize for that. I was cutting myself off over here on the this is the new, I'm still getting used to the new studio.
We all are.
I am. Yeah. Well, we didn't used to have our own little controls over here, and I had my book on top of the on and off button. So apologize. Anyways, so rates, go talk to your lender. It's really a good time to take another look and see if you qualify. And then, you know, as far as I'm going to talk a little more in more detail now that we're into May next week, because we have a really full show today. But just quickly, the sales in Sonoma County in April were 901. So there's 901 active listings across the board in Sonoma County. Excuse me. And that's up. We've been in the eights. And so now we've just topped the 900. So, you know, as I've been saying, and we've all been, you know, telling you that you really, you know, it's the spring market. When we get more inventory, you know, you've got more competition, and you can expect to probably sit on the market a little bit longer because buyers have much more to look at, and they can kind of take their time and be a little more picky. So it's time to, you know, do a little bit of that work that needs to be done, clean up. Whereas when we have a slow or low inventory, buyers are much more forgiving. So just a little thought on that. We'll talk about that more next week. But we did sell 348 homes. These are single family homes in May. The median home sale, $645,000. The lowest price home that sold was $225,000. The top maximum was $6,725,000. So that kind of skews those numbers a little bit, as that median, when you take that, you know, if I took that off, we'd probably be down a little bit more. But anyway, average days on the market, 58 days, and that's kind of taking all of those price points and all of the areas in. So if, you know, your house has been on the market over a month, you know, it's probably time to drop the price a little, or maybe do some little fixing up, because, you know, but I wouldn't be too concerned because the average days on the market is, you know, now around 2 months. open house. I will be at an open house today. I have my listing. We actually just had a price reduction down to $825,000, and it's 1996 Los Olivos. I'll be there from 2 to 4 o'clock today. $825,000 is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2,500 square feet on almost a third of an acre lot on Los Olivos over in the Brush Creek neighborhood. It's a tri-level. It's a great property. Come and take a look. I will be there from 2 to 4. And then I wanted to, just before we go to break, I talked to a couple of people. I was at the Santa Rosa Chamber, had a big event, a showcase at Luther Burbank Center. And I heard a little bit about a summer camp that Luther Burbank does. And I'm going to pull up the information real quick. They are at Comstock, but they've been over in the Roseland area. At Luther Burbank Center for the Art, they began hosting summer camps in the Roseland area in Santa Rosa 6 years ago. And it started with a free visual art camp for students grade 3 and up, and has evolved into a visual and advanced visual art camp for grades 3 and up plus grades 7 and up. And they have a mariachi camp, a dance camp, 3-week camps that are held at Comstock Middle School starting in July. So this is a great thing for kids to do over the summer. And they also have programs in Sonoma and in Healdsburg. So, and then it all ends up with a big event where they get together at Luther Burbank Center. After this, they provide free instruments. You don't have to have any experience. It sounds like a great program. If you have any interest, you can visit a couple of places. You can visit the Real Estate Hour blog, which is therealestatehourblog.com. You could go to the Real Estate Hour Facebook page, which is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour at with Allison Norman at Facebook. And then go to lutherburbankcenter.org, and you can find that. Look, there's a link for education, and you know, click on that. It sounds like a great program. And again, doing good for the kids in the community, getting them off the streets, getting them into the arts and learning instruments and music. And it's just an all around good thing if we can get our kids into the arts. So thank you for that. And that was Ashley Worley, Director of Education and Community Engagement, who gave me that information. So anyway, that's about time to take a break. So it's about 9:16. We're going to take a little break. And then when we come back, we are going to dive into all about Roseland. What's going on with Roseland? I'm going to talk to Benjamin Wickham, Sonoma County Community Development Commission, and head of affordable housing. And we're going to find out what's going on with with Roseland. Thank you, the Roseland Village. And more right after the message. We'll be right back.
Listen to KSRO on your smartphone or tablet on the TuneIn Radio app. Available for iPhones and Androids. Take KSRO with you on the go in the North Bay or anywhere in the country with the TuneIn Radio app. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO. We're everywhere you are.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Loose ball to Thompson. Throw ahead, KD.
I have nothing to do with the Knicks.
One step and a right hand dunk for Durant and a timeout.
KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's Allison Norman here. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. And thanks for joining us today. Our call-in numbers, if you have any questions, 707-636-1350. That's 707-636-1350. And we have in studio today Benjamin Wickham, a Sonoma County Community Development Commission.
Yes, and good morning.
Good morning. And Director of Affordable Housing.
Correct.
Is that correct?
That's
okay,
right.
I got it right. Benjamin's going to, we're going to talk about affordable housing a little bit, and then more specifically about what you're doing over in Roseland, which is exciting and good to see. So why don't we start out just kind of what you wanted to talk a little bit about affordable housing and what exactly does that mean and what does that look like and how do you handle that?
Yeah, affordable housing, I think, is a word that has a mixed response when people hear it.
Yeah.
So it's important to understand what that means. I think it might be a little bit better to call it attainable housing achievable housing for a lot of families. And we live in a county where rents and home costs are very, very high.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an important thing for us to consider.
Yeah.
So if you're going to provide affordable housing, if the county is going to provide affordable housing for its residents, there's kind of two ways to do that. One is to sort of subsidize development and construction of apartments on the front end,
mm-hmm.
Or you can subsidize it on the back end, which is the rents.
Right.
So imagine if you were buying a single family home as an investment to rent, and you have 20% in cash to put down and you're going to finance 80%. Well, obviously, your rent at least has to cover your debt service, your taxes, your insurance,
mm-hmm.
and other expenses that you're going to have. But what if grandma came in and said, I'm going to help you out. I'm going to give you 40% of the total cost of that house, and I'm going to pay that as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
But in order for me to do that, you have to rent it to Cousin Jane, who needs some help. So you could say, well, I can keep the rents affordable lower because my debt service is low.
Right.
Now I'm only financing 40% of the total value. So in building multifamily housing and making it affordable, there are tools that the federal government has, the state of California has, and then the county has funds. So we inject money into the front end, which lowers that debt service, lowers the financing costs, and allows the project to be affordable. The government does have rental subsidies that come into projects, keeps rent low for folks. Those are more scarce and a little more difficult to get. Another thing a lot of folks have been working with, I've been working with some developers that are doing something called affordable by design. So again, imagine if you have that investment house and you have a large lot, you could build an ADU, an accessory dwelling unit, and maybe it's only 800 square feet, two bedrooms, and you can rent that for much cheaper than the main house because it's smaller. Mm-hmm. And the total cost of building that is lower. So developers are working with smaller units, which lowers their development and construction cost up front, allows them to rent those apartments for less than they would market rate.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
It's a confusing subject, but if we try to look at it in those terms, maybe a lot of people are familiar with a single family home. That helps understand how affordable housing.
Yeah, no, it does. And I think you're right. It is kind of gets mixed reactions when you talk about affordable housing.
It's true. And we should keep in mind that a lot of people who need that, if we called it attainable housing, are the workforce here in Sonoma County.
Yeah.
And even a lot of professional people, they just can't afford $3,500 a month in rent. Mm-hmm. So it's very important for the county to provide this type of housing for our residents.
I think you're right. And I think I was actually at a California Association of Realtors event with the CEO was talking, and he's an economist, so he always gives kind of an update. And he is, they're big, and you're hearing it everywhere, really, is that our population is, our young people are moving away. People who are not having babies, or the people that are having babies are going somewhere else to do that, so they can't afford to be here. And you're right, the police and the teachers and
nurses, teachers, firefighters, police officers.
Yeah, that's such an important part of the community,
right,
that can't afford to live here.
Right.
So I think it is really important to make sure that element is there. I mean, we are a high-priced county. We're a tourism, we have a lot of people coming. We're actually a bargain if you're in San Jose and looking for a second home, But we have to look at the other side of that, and we have to have that infrastructure of people that are right. gonna help,
And there's a lot of service-driven industries and folks working in the service industries generally, tend to have less capacity to rent at market, and so that's mm-hmm. also important to support that group of folks.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. So thank you for what you're doing. I think it's a good part of it. So let's talk about the Roseland Village. So can you give a little history, just a brief history of what's going on with Roseland? It's been a long process.
Sure. I think the county, if you look back at history, the county and the city of Santa Rosa have kind of had a long-term vision going back decades for the Roseland neighborhood and the Sebastopol Road corridor. Back in 2011, when there was still a redevelopment agency, which was the Housing Authority and the Development Commission, the Development Commission purchased a 7-acre site on Sebastopol Road, which we term Roseland Village. The idea was to redevelop that site, to clean up some pollution on the site from a dry cleaner mm-hmm. And an old gas station, and then build housing. So that intention has been there for quite some time. So when redevelopment was dissolved, that made things a little more complicated. So it slowed down the process. And then in 2017, the city of Santa Rosa completed their plans to annex that area of Roseland. And that changed the dynamic a little bit of how we were trying to work with that development. So we've got some great partners. In 2015, the Development Commission put out a request for proposal, and we chose Midpen Housing to be the developer of the site and developer of affordable housing. And there's another partner in that called Urban Mixed Development. They're a market rate developer, but they've partnered with us and with Midpen Housing to try and get this entire site developed. So it's comprised of several different parcels. One's going to be affordable or attainable housing. Mm-hmm. The other one's going to be market rate, but with the potential to be affordable by design. Also, there's going to be a 1-acre public park, a green space,
nice,
a retail development, and then a civic building, a 2-story civic building that's going to contain the library, the Roseland Branch Library, and a Boys and Girls Club. So it's a very dynamic development that's going to bring a lot of resources to the Roseland community.
Yeah, and I think that's great. And for anybody listening that doesn't really understand the Roseland area, and it's been this kind of an odd little island of county within the city of Santa Rosa for, you know, forever, you know, until, and then talk of annexing, you know, went on for a long time. And finally, so you said 2017, is that when it finally
annexed? It's November of 2017. Okay. That's when that was completed.
Yeah. And then, of course, we had, that was right after we had the fires. So,
right. So there's a lot of different factors influencing the speed of the development. And so the development team that we work with had to switch gears and work on entitling the development through the City of Santa Rosa Planning Department. And they've worked very hard. It's a very complicated process, and it's taken quite some time, but I think we're very close to having that project approved, and we really appreciate the support of the Planning Commission, the City of Santa Rosa City Council, the Planning Department staff have all been doing a wonderful job trying to make this thing work.
That's good. Yeah, and working together. And I know there's a big outreach from the City of Santa Rosa for the residents that are now, were county and now they're city, to kind of understand, you know, how things have changed and what's changed. So
right. And it can be very difficult for folks to understand what that means. You know, what does it mean to be annexed into the city?
Yeah.
So it's important for us to be able to get that message out and help people see that the city and the county are collaborating and working together, that they should see continued support from all services and access to amenities in the same way that they have before.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. And I was a little confused, and you explained to me a little bit about why that it's now city owned, but it's a county that, or a county commission that's handling this project. Can you explain what you explained to me, that it's not necessarily, you know, county? Well, you say it.
Right. So it's kind of hard to understand, but, you know, with the annexation into the City of Santa Rosa, that means this property is within the city limits. Mm-hmm. So the city services now, city police, fire, and so forth will take care of that. The site is owned by the Sonoma County Development Commission, which is a public agency. It is not directly a department of the county. It is a sort of a branch of the county that handles housing, but it's separate. So we are the property owner, and we are the stewards of that development project and the stewards of the funds that were provided through redevelopment, mm-hmm. to both take care of developing housing and other amenities on the site and cleaning up a little bit of environmental pollution that occurred back in the 70s when the dry cleaner was in operation.
Okay.
So that this is all a huge benefit to the community. I mean, cleaning up the site means addressing cleaning up the groundwater and the soil. Mm-hmm. So, you know, That was a big purpose of redevelopment, was to address polluted sites, get them cleaned up, get them redeveloped and revitalized. And if you think about what that means for that entire community, we're talking about bringing millions and millions of dollars of investment into that neighborhood. And mm-hmm. the result of that is going to be, it's going to catalyze a lot of improvement and growth in that area. There's no question about it.
Yeah, no, and it'll be good to see. And anybody that's, you know, spent any time driving up and down Sebastopol Road and through Roseland, it really, you know, it's exciting to think about what could be there. But in the meantime, it's just such this desolate, you know,
it's definitely
vacant looking place.
Yeah, it's underutilized, and it's not attractive. It's not really providing much benefit to the community. We do have the Library and Boys and Girls Club operating there in a small space.
Oh, that's good.
And there's a Dollar Tree store. But other than that, it's underused.
So it's exciting to see what's coming. So we're going to take a break, go to the news, and then we'll come back and talk some more about what's going on in the Roseland Village development. We'll be right back after the news. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
There is a tentative date for Robert Mueller to testify about the Russia investigation report, according to at least one Democratic congressman on the House Judiciary Committee. May 15th, says Rhode Island Congressman David Cicilline on Fox News Sunday.
The representative of the special counsel has, but obviously until the date comes, we never have an absolute guarantee. The White House has so far indicated they would not interfere with Mr. Mueller's attempts to testify. We hope that won't change.
President Trump announcing on Twitter that Mark Morgan will take the lead of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Morgan has publicly supported a border wall. Morgan led the ICE Border Patrol during the final 6 months of the Obama administration. He's a former FBI agent. Investigators are back on the scene in Jacksonville, Florida, where the military charter jetliner skidded off the runway on landing Friday night and into a shallow river. The flight data recorder is recovered, but not the cockpit voice recorder, which is still underwater. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Expect mostly sunny skies today, high 65 though for Santa Rosa, 57 on the coast, cloudy tonight, low 49 across the county. For Monday, a few clouds at 69, 59 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, mainly blue skies, back in the 70s, high 71. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour here with Allison Norman. And we're here again. Happy Cinco de Mayo. And go have a... I posted something on my Facebook page, I think, best margaritas in Sonoma County. So, and it's funny, you know, we talk about on St. Patrick's Day, we're all a little bit Irish on St. Patrick's Day, and on Cinco de Mayo, I think we're all a little bit Mexican and like to go out and celebrate and have a good party. So we're going to have Sylvia Lemus, co-director of Roseland's Cinco de Mayo Festival, calling in at 9:45, and we're going to finish up our conversation now with Benjamin Wickham, who is with Sonoma County Develop. Oh my gosh, I guess
Community Sonoma Development Community Commission. Development.
I need to write it down in front of myself. So I had it somewhere anyway. And affordable housing, but we're talking right now about Roseland Village development. And so, what's going on has there been some opposition to the?
There has been some opposition. You know, our planning commission approval was appealed, and we're working with that with the planning department and the city council. And I would just like to say that, you know, folks in the community who see the importance of affordable housing and folks in the Roseland neighborhood who have been a part of the planning process for years now, need to speak up. You know, it's really important to speak up and show how important it is to them. And to speak up in support of it to elected officials and others, and just let them know, hey, this is something that we really, really need. We really, really want. We've needed it for years, and that's an important message for folks to hear.
Right. And are there any public meetings, or is there somewhere somebody can go?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a city council hearing this Tuesday, and then there's going to be another one a few weeks after that, probably. And there will be additional approvals and public hearings. So those things are published on the City of Santa Rosa's website.
Okay.
And folks can just kind of try and keep track of what's happening with our development by that means. We also have a website, Sonoma County Community Development website, and we'll keep up-to-date information there as well.
Oh, okay. And is it just Sonoma County Community Development?
Yeah, if you just search Sonoma County Community Development Commission, we've actually revitalized our website. It's much better than before. So check it out.
Okay, sounds good. And again, so reference City of Santa Rosa to get information about it, because you, as you said, you are the owner, the commission is the owner of this property. and the development. But the city of Santa Rosa is the one who makes the decision.
They approve. They approve the entitlement. So the planning department is the approver. The planning commission and the city council ultimately are responsible for completing that process.
Okay, great, good. And then so let's talk a little bit about more like what this is going to look like. You're going to have some retail. You're going to have. So we talked about the affordable and it's. Like you said, achievable housing. I like
yes.
that. And then also market rate housing. And this is all rent. This is all rentals,
right. for
not,
rent.
Not
all for, rent.
For sale.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that 7-acre parcel. What is the area that it covers?
Along Sebastopol Road, there's a little Foster's Freeze on the, mm-hmm. the southwest corner.
Yes.
And then it goes, our development property goes all the way back to the Joe Rodota Trail.
Okay.
And then that Sebastopol Road frontage, which is just a big parking lot right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so the total dimensions are just over 7 acres
wow.
of the
okay.
site. So the portion adjacent to the Joe Rodota Trail is going to be housing. The portion fronting on Sebastopol Road will be that civic building, the library and Boys and Girls Club, the
nice.
Park. So it'll be a beautiful frontage. It'll be a nice community amenity
that
everyone can come and access. So our development partners, MidPen and Urban Mix, came up with a really great idea, which is sort of what we call a phase zero.
Mm-hmm.
We want to activate the site early. So we're working to get approvals from the city to construct a small, about a 7,000 square foot area right along Sebastopol Road and turn it into this a little food park. And so we're working with a local entrepreneur, wonderful gentleman, Octavio Diaz, who runs Agave North and Agave South. One's in Hillsburg, one's in Oakland. What we intend to do is build this out. It's a kind of a simple construction project, and then it's going to be operating as a food park. He's calling it Mitote Food Park, kind of Oaxacan food. And
oh, nice.
So the permanent park is going to be the Plaza Permanente, and this is going to be the Plaza Temporal. So that's what we call it, Plaza Temporal. Yeah. And what we really want to do is the community's been waiting for a very long time to be able to utilize this site.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to get something set up so folks can come and gather and enjoy good food, enjoy being together as they wait for us to complete the rest of the development process. So
mm-hmm.
we're very excited about getting that going, and we're intending to get started with construction shortly after this Cinco de Mayo festival, which is taking place, by the way, at the Roseland Development property.
Right, on the property, which is a perfect place for it. And, it'll be nice to see... I would imagine once the development's done, it'll probably still be there. You won't have as much room because it won't be a big vacant.
Right.
7
Absolutely.
Acres.
I'm sure there'd still be the opportunities, and that's one of the reasons the community wanted, and the city of Santa Rosa specific plan includes that public plaza. It's
mm-hmm.
a crucial part of a community having a space to gather and a green space at that.
Right. Right. And I think it's great for Roseland, and there is a large residential part of Roseland, and then all the stores and everybody loves to come to Roseland for the good Mexican food, the restaurants they have along there. I know that's usually where I go, is head over there, and it's very authentic, and it's just a really culturally rich neighborhood.
It's a cultural hub, and I think the development that we're working on is just going to add to that.
I think so.
Cultural
I think
hub and going to support that kind of a dynamic.
Good. And so, for the most part, the neighborhood is on board.
Absolutely. We've had meetings with a lot of folks who live in that neighborhood, and they're very excited about it. And the thing about it, as we mentioned, building housing that's attainable to people living in that neighborhood is really crucial. And we're talking about a very high quality construction project. MidPen Housing builds incredibly high quality housing, and so it shouldn't be stigmatized. Oh, it's affordable housing. When
mm-hmm.
you see their project, when you see their apartment community built, everyone's going to be excited about that. And then Urban Mix likewise is going to build a high quality project. So once these construction projects are done, it's really going to be a catalyst for that community to continue to see growth
mm-hmm.
and to see investment.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think already I've seen that you know, that strip has improved with some new little centers going in and new buildings.
Right.
And it's good to see, and I think it's always, you know, as long as we don't go too far to where we're, you know, pushing the people that live there out, you
right.
know, and
exactly.
which isn't what you're doing.
Right.
But I think it'll be good to see it all kind of come together.
Yeah, it's been years, but we've really seen some significant progress. People have been working hard at the Development Commission and our development partners. And again, we have a lot of robust support from the county Board of Supervisors, from the city council and the Planning Commission and the Planning Department. So there's a lot of folks working hard on this development, and we're very excited to see it on the horizon now.
Yeah. So when is phase zero, kind of, when is that going to happen, do you think?
We hope that we can activate that this summer. So
okay.
We hope that the Plaza Temporal will be in operation at some point this summer, and that folks can kind of celebrate that as a first milestone.
Oh, good, good. And then the rest kind of depends on the city of Santa Rosa.
We're close. We're hoping to, the first thing we have to do is do the horizontal infrastructure. So we have to build out streets and utilities.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, very nice. It's going to be brand new street infrastructure, and those will be publicly dedicated streets for the most part. We're going to improve that West Avenue intersection, the signalization there. And so there's a lot of really, really nice investment into infrastructure that happens when a development like this goes forward.
Mm-hmm.
And once we finish that part, then the housing, the vertical construction starts to happen. The housing comes up and the rest of it as well. So it's going to be kind of a phased process.
Mm-hmm.
But once we see that Plaza Temporal come up, then
yeah.
the rest is going to follow.
Oh, good. Well, we'll look for that. How exciting. So if you go to the Cinco de Mayo Festival today, you'll get a sense of, you know, what. Now you can say, oh, I heard him talking about that on the radio.
Yeah, and actually there's a lot of good food out there today. So
And music.
And music.
And we're going to hear all about that after the break. Anything else you want to add? Is there any thing somebody would want to reach out to you for directly, or would it really be better to just go through the website and what's the website again? It's the community.
Sonoma County Community Development Commission. Yeah,
okay.
It's a bit of a mouthful, but there's a link
just
from
Google
the Sonoma
it.
County website as well. I think we'd love to hear from folks in the community. We've tried to connect, but. I'm available, and my staff as well. If people want to reach out, they have questions. If they want to get involved in supporting the project in some way, we'd love to hear from them.
Okay, great. And I know Sonoma County is sonoma-county.org, and then Roseland Development, probably, which is, you know, how I found you. So, you know, that's a good way if somebody wants to reach out directly to you through your office.
We have a phone contact and email contact on our website. Yeah, feel free to get in touch.
And it's Benjamin Wickham, right?
W-I-C-K-H-A-M. C-K-H-A-M.
Okay. So look for Benjamin and say, I want to know more about what you're talking about on the radio. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, or joining me, and well, us. Joe's here too.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Yeah, thank you so much for the invitation, and we really appreciate, you know, your supporting and letting us discuss this and get some more information out to the community.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, well, thank you. You know, and we talk a lot about community and not so much real estate. I mean, we talk about real estate, but I think it all ties together. And even if we're talking about affordable housing and rentals, we're talking about community, which is indirectly goes back to the value of real estate and the value of a community.
It's interconnected, and it's all part of recovering from, you know, from the fires too. It's a group effort. So, and I just want to say, if it comes down to the Warriors and the Blazers, I'm gonna have to go with the Blazers. But it'll be a great series.
We'll be rooting for the Warriors over here. Thank you so much, Benjamin Wickham, Sonoma County Community Development Commission.
You've got it.
And Director of Affordable Housing.
Yes.
Awesome.
Thanks,
Thank you
Allison.
For coming in. I really appreciate you having you. Good information. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, Sylvia Lemus is on the phone talking about the Cinco de Mayo Festival down in Roseland, the same place we were just talking about. So we will be right back after this message and chat with Sylvia.
Keep on top of what's happening on Wall Street and why. Mornings at 12 and 42 past the hour with financial editor Steve Reuter. All day long at 31 past with CNBC. From FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Bennett Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour here with Allison Norman every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. KSRO 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, 1350 AM, and streaming live and also podcast on KSRO.com. So lots of ways to find us. And then the podcast will be up later today. It's usually within a couple of hours after the show. And you can go to KSRO.com, go to shows, look for Ask the Expert, and find Allison Norman Real Estate. And you can listen to today's show. Any information you might have missed will be there. And thanks for tuning in. And we've been talking, I was celebrating Cinco de Mayo today and talking about Roseland in specific, because Roseland has such a rich, cultural dynamic and celebrating of, I don't even know how to, anyway, rich, dynamic, celebrating their heritage, and Cinco de Mayo is a huge part of that, and we're going to be talking about that in the festival today with Sylvia Lemus, who is co-director of the Roseland Cinco de Mayo Festival 2019, and Sylvia, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Allison. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Thanks for calling in. This sounds like such a fun event, and I wanted you to kind of call in and chat about it and let people know. And I think there's some specifics about how to get there, because they kind of close off the whole area. Is that correct?
Yes. Actually, the road on Sebastopol Road will be closed between Dutton and West Avenue.
Okay.
And there's a lot of activity right now. We're setting up the event, and the vendors are starting to come in and set up the tables.
How exciting.
And the food and everything. So, yeah, it's going to be a great day.
Good, good. So when did this festival, I guess it started, first people would just celebrate Cinco de Mayo in Roseland, and then we said, well, hang on, let's make this an organized event. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So in the beginning, around 2005, there was a lot of Cinco de Mayo revelers that would just kind of hang out, and sometimes it caused issues between the youth and the police. And so at the time, Sheriff Bill Cogbill felt like, you know, we really as a community need to do something. He reached out to community leaders to put on a festival, and that's how it started back then, as a way to kind of solve an issue in the community. And it's been great. This is our 14th year now that we're going on.
Wow.
And it's just a safe, family-friendly event. People come out and just enjoy the day.
Good. And so what are the hours of the event?
The festival starts at 3 o'clock, and it goes from 3 to 9 p.m. tonight.
Okay.
And yeah, so we also have parking if people are, because it's really hard to find a place to park. The street is closed down at 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
But Bayside Church, I don't have the address right now, but it's on Sebastopol Road past Food Max. There's a church out there called Bayside Church.
Okay.
And they'll be parking there from 4 o'clock. We weren't able to get a little earlier, but from 4 to 10 o'clock, there's parking there. And then we have Rose's a trolley that's going to be shuttling people into the festival.
Oh, from that parking lot?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Great. And then just people can walk in. So if somebody, lives in the area,
oh, yeah.
or I know. I mean, I've seen people walking from far away to walk in. Yeah. You know.
And it's not too far from downtown. It's just right under the bridge and in a walk stream in Sebastopol Road. So if people want to kind of park downtown and then walk in.
Yeah. Well, that's a good idea. Coming in from the east. I hadn't thought of that because I live over on the west side of town. So I'm always thinking of the west. But yeah, you're right. You just come underneath it. So over by the Railroad Square and come in through that Olive Park and all that area and on to Sebastopol Road and head west.
and just follow the smell of the delicious food.
I know, right? Good. So what kind of, there's some music and then are there food trucks or are they just, are there booths?
We have two stages with entertainment on both stages. So we have mariachis, we have ballet folklorico, the dancing with the beautiful dresses, and different regional music and bands. We even have reggae music, believe it or not, on one of the stages this afternoon. But we have lots of food. I mean, we have traditional Mexican and other Latino dishes. So we have lots of different types of tacos and birria, enchiladas, and the smells are just wonderful. And we also have corn, some of the, I think it's Pacheco's roasted corn that downtown people used to see at the market.
Uh-huh.
We'll also be here tonight. But also, if people are interested in Willy Bird turkey legs, Willy Birds will be here. We'll have funnel cakes. We have kettle corn. I mean, just anything you can imagine food-wise. I'm just... Make sure you have an empty stomach when you come here because it's a lot.
And it is I think you said smoke-free and alcohol-free event.
Yes,
is that
it's a very
so you're not
going to
be
smoke-free alcohol.
Yeah, so you can't go there and buy beer and you can't bring any beer in, and that's okay because it's there's lots of food and there's plenty to keep you entertained. And so,
yes, that's true.
And I think that's a good idea because, you know, as you said at the beginning, there had been before your event had been a lot of problems with, you know, too much of the tequila and the cerveza.
Yeah, there was different problems before, and now there's other festivals. I've noticed more and more festivals, but this is one of the original Cinco de Mayo festival locally here, and it's the biggest festival in Northern California. We expect like 7,000 to 10,000 people coming out today.
Oh my gosh.
So it gets pretty full at its peak. You know, it kind of goes up and down throughout the day, but it gets pretty full at its peak. And we're expecting a nice day. It won't be hot. You know, we've had some hot days. We've had some rainy days. Today's a little cloudy, but I don't think it's going to rain. I think we're going to make it.
Oh, today. Good. Yeah. Yeah. I was out at the human race yesterday. And it was cold in the morning, but, you know, by 11 o'clock when everybody was leaving, the sun was coming out and it was looking good. So I think by 4 o'clock, you'll be good.
And oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's great.
Just bring your jackets. It might get a little cool.
Yeah, well, it's typical Sonoma County where, as soon as the sun goes down, it gets a little chilly. We don't have those warm nights like Southern California. But anyway, so this sounds like a really fun event. And it's a free event.
Yes.
Right? Now, or is it kind of... do you have to go through a gate to get in? Is it blocked off, or is it just?
It's an open festival. You can just walk right on. The only thing is the streets are closed. The streets are closed.
Right, so you can't drive in.
Well, you can't drive in, but you can walk in. You can park somewhere else and just take a stroll in and just walk in and walk off. So it's an open festival, right?
Mm-hmm. Good. And I would imagine I know there's some public transportation that goes that way, or even somebody could Uber over there to the.
Yeah. Right. There's different buses that kind of come to the area. There's also, like I said, Rosie the Trolley will be shuttling guests between that parking lot at Bayside Church and the festival, too.
Oh, good. Well, it sounds like a great event. Thank you for all you're doing. I know you've been working hard to get this all put together.
Thank you, Allison.
And I'm looking forward to it. Sounds like a great event and great for the community. So thank you so much for calling in. Anything else you want to add that we didn't cover?
We just invite the community to come on out and enjoy it. And we want to thank, everyone. We have a lot of sponsors. We thank them all for making it possible. We just want to invite everyone to come out and enjoy themselves and just come and check it out. And if it's not your first time, come on out. We welcome you and just enjoy the food and enjoy the festival.
Good. Sounds good. And the food, the event is free. The food, bring some money because the food is for sale.
Right. The food is not free. Bring lots of, especially if you want to try a little bit of everything, you might want to bring a little extra cash. You're right. But there's
extra
lots
cash
of food.
and an empty stomach, like you said. So.
Yes.
Sounds great. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for calling in and for all the good information, and look forward to seeing you at the event today.
Thank you, Allison. Look forward to seeing you, too.
Thanks, Sylvia.
Okay.
Take care.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Good. That sounds like fun. And there are some other events, like she said, around town, but this is the biggest event. There's also, I think today, the chicken, isn't the chicken queue going on over there? Usually we can smell it when you they're already firing up their barbecues, and that's over at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. And then,
It's for the 4-H, right?
Yeah, it's the 4-H chicken queue, and it's the largest chicken barbecue of somewhere, I heard something. But usually you can, they're already firing up by the time we're done with the show. You can smell the barbecue. And then a Bodega Bay Seafood Festival also is today. So if you none of this sounds good to you and you want to go out to Bodega Bay and enjoy some clam chowder and all kinds of good, they have arts and, you know, crafts and, you know, a lot of booths with different stuff. It's a fun event, too. And you could probably, if the Cinco de Mayo Festival doesn't start till 4 and runs into the evening, you could catch a few of these events. And all kinds
make
of,
it a full day.
Make it a full day.
Barbecue chicken, and then sounds like same as the county fair. They're going to have food down there in Roseland area. So
yeah, street like festival. Day. It sounds like fun. What a great day. So Cinco de Mayo. Always a fun time, and go have a, you know, try some new food. We all are used to the tacos and burritos, but it sounds like they're going to have some other more traditional foods and all kinds of good stuff. So awesome. I was looking through the newspaper. I was at the human race yesterday, and it was a huge event. I don't see it. It must be buried in the Press Democrat somewhere, but they had a big turnout. It was May 4th. So May the 4th be with you was the theme of this, and which has now officially been named Star Wars Day by the California legislature.
Pretty soon every day is going to have a name after it.
I know. So, but that was the theme of the event, but I was there with my daughter, and actually Pat Kerrigan was there with KSRO and interviewing people, and it's always a big turnout and a big event. So if you missed it this year, make sure you get involved next year. Lots of stuff going on. Next week, we don't have a guest next week. So I'm going to be, and I believe it's Mother's Day. I didn't want to make anyone come in on Mother's Day, but I'll be here.
Oh, thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, bye. Buy your mom something nice, or go out to brunch. There's a lot of great brunches around. But we'll talk more about the market and about, I don't know yet. We'll find some good stuff to talk about. And the week after that, Keith Woods, who's the CEO of North Bay Builders Exchange, is going to come on. That's on the 19th. He'll be on to talk about what's happening at the North Bay Builders Exchange. I'm sure that'll be an interesting show. And he's quite the character, so he's fun to have around. Anyway, that's on the 19th. Make sure you come out and see me today. I'll be from 2 to 4, not the traditional 1 to 4. From 2 to 4 today at Los Olivos. It's 1996 Los Olivos. Just had a price reduction down to $825,000, and we were at $840,000, so we dropped it down a little bit. This house, neat, you know, it's got some deferred maintenance, but it's tons of potential. It's a great neighborhood over there off of Brush Creek. It was a big house, 2565 square feet, and it was a really good opportunity to get in there, get some sweat equity in, and have a really, really nice place. And you can live there. I mean, it's not like you it's not livable. It just has some deferred maintenance, needs some updating. I would encourage you to come and take a look and think about it. So this is Allison Norman with Keller Williams Realty, and I am here on Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. All kinds of interesting news and updates about not just real estate, but the community as a whole, which ultimately affects real estate. So thank you for listening in today, and look forward to hearing talking to you next week. Have a great Sunday. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
The preceding was a paid presentation. This is Sonoma County's News Talk, K23 3CM Petaluma, K278 CD, KSRO Santa Rosa. News.